live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has said if the programme for government fails, he's open to talking to all parties. A senior consultant has called for money from the National Treatment Purchase Fund to be diverted to Letterkenny University Hospital to allow the restart of elective surgery. More than 20 million euro in speeding fines have been collected by Gardaí over the past 2 years, with a big increase in fines collected by Gardaí in Donegal. And Irish Water say they are continuing to monitor a number of water supplies in Donegal, as despite heavy rainfall, water supply schemes still face demand issues. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have said they have eyes on the housing portfolio in the next government. Both parties and the Greens are trying to sell the programme for government to their parties. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The leaders of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have both warned this week that there's no plan B if the programme for government gets defeated on Friday. But some divisions are also emerging as to what will happen if the deal does get passed. The Dáil will sit on Saturday with Micheál Martin elected Taoiseach around midday should the deal get the go-ahead. He'd then appoint his new cabinet in the evening. But with the issue of who gets what not settled, some tensions already emerging. Leo Varadkar has said that his party wants to keep hold of the housing brief.
Definitely one we'd like to have, yeah, absolutely. And like I say, we really only got started there.
Micheál Martin, though, says Fianna Fáil also has eyes on it.
Well, again, that's a matter for the three leaders. You know, we're very interested in housing as well. And I think the three leaders have to meet to work through that issue of terms of departments.
While it will be difficult for the Greens to sell this as a government for change if the housing portfolio stays in Fine Gael's hands, all decisions that will only matter if the programme for government actually gets over the line this week. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has said if the programme for government fails, he's open to talking to all parties.
At this stage, Fianna Fáil won't even talk to us. Fine Gael won't even talk to us, never mind talking about us being in government. So let's take it step by step. We're very clear that if this programme for government, if it's rejected by the membership, we will be stepping in, we'll be lifting the phone, first and foremost, to the parties who have a change mandate. That is we know the parties, they're the Social Democrats, they're the Labour Party, the Green Party, People Before Profit, and a range of independents.
A senior consultant has called for money from the National Treatment Purchase Fund to be diverted to Letterkenny University Hospital to allow the restart of elective surgery. Mr. Michael Sugri, a breast surgeon at the hospital, says he and his colleagues are willing to work extra hours in order to tackle the backlog, but says government support is necessary. He's praised staff at the hospital for their handling of the COVID-19 crisis. However, he says it's now time to move on.
The hospital management system did a tremendous job, and it goes right across from, you know, the cleaners, the porters, the nurses, the doctors, the ambulance, every allied health. So I think the response has been excellent. We now have a problem, like everywhere else, we have to get surgery back on track. And the surgeons here are very concerned that this will happen. We've offered to do extended hours, we've offered to work at weekends at no cost, to try and hopefully get our patients treated, because obviously with COVID we couldn't do elective surgery, and that's completely understandable. And as I said, the hospital's response was excellent, so we're very anxious, Donald, to make sure that we can start treating our patients, and we hope perhaps that some of the NTPF money that goes elsewhere could be reallocated to this hospital so those theatres can be opened a bit more quickly.
More than 20 million euro in speeding fines have been collected by Gardaí over the past 2 years, with a big increase in fines collected by Gardaí in Donegal. According to Freedom of Information figures, drivers in the county paid just over 425,000 euro worth of penalties over the course of 2018 and 2019. 2,720 fixed charge notices for speeding were paid in Donegal last year, up 550 on figures from 2018. Transport Minister Shane Ross says fines are important.
People are doing something which is absolutely lethal when they're speeding. You know, speed is still, even above alcohol, it's still the biggest killer. You know, it's not necessarily the speeding that's the offence. It's the fact that you're going so fast that it makes you more liable to get killed or injured, and other people to be killed or injured.
Parents are being reassured the proper COVID-19 hygiene measures will be in place when creches reopen from Monday. Around 1,800 childcare facilities are due to open for the summer, although some are remaining closed due to the extra cost associated with the outbreak. €75 million is being provided to help with wages, health and safety and observing social distancing. CEO of Early Childhood Ireland, Theresa Heaney, says that there's some apprehension among providers about reopening next week.
There's uncertainty about for parents, there's uncertainty for children, there's uncertainty for staff, but I think there's also a determination. It's professional and regulated, and so a lot of the practices that are being required due to COVID-19 are run-of-the-mill for a lot of our services. They already have lots of hand washing, lots of cleaning, and so on.
Meanwhile, Donegal hoteliers are reporting an increase in extended bookings for the months ahead. Hotels and guest houses are due to reopen next Monday in compliance with HSE and government guidelines. It's understood many people are opting to stay for longer periods in order to maximise the staycation experience. There are also calls on the government to provide a €500 voucher to people to further encourage holidaying at home and to kickstart the tourism industry. Clara Riley, owner of the Nesbitt Arms in Ardragh, thinks it's no-brainer.
I mean, it will help people. I know people have been on wage subsidies. A lot of families would have lesser income now over the last few months. That voucher would really help. It would really boost our sales anyway. I know that people will travel that bit further, and to have that bit of money in their pocket to help towards the holidays and families would be paramount to a success story for us. Well, I always think Donegal has been terrific value for money above most other counties in Ireland. You know, if you compare it to the Kerrys and Galways and Clares, Donegal has always had a better price point. So I do believe that there are offers out there. We have offers out there, and most hotels will be giving, you know, maybe extra stays or extra night stays free. But I do believe Donegal is value for money. It really is.
Erling Gis says it would be in a position to increase services from next week if the government ends the quarantine rules and lifts border restrictions. They are some of the recommendations of an interim report of the Aviation Recovery Task Force. It was set up by the Transport Minister 2 weeks ago to outline measures that would help the sector recover from the pandemic. The report recommends the lifting of border restrictions and the ending of the 14-day quarantine rule by July the 1st. Chief Corporate Affairs Officer with Aer Lingus, Donal Moriarty, says the airline is ready to react if restrictions are eased.
Well, we've implemented a range of measures to provide for the safety of passengers, and we're ready to go with those measures. So if the quarantine is lifted and travel restrictions are eased, we'll be ready to incrementally increase our services from 1 July onwards.
Councillor Donal Coyle has been announced as the new Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. The Fianna Fáil councillor takes over from independent councillor John O'Donnell. Meanwhile, councillor Liam Blaney has been elected last Cathaoirleach. Looking to the year ahead, councillor Coyle says it's vital local businesses are supported following a challenging year.
It's an absolute honour and a privilege to be given the position of mayor of the Letterkenny Milford electoral area. I'm absolutely thrilled for myself, my family, my supporters, all who voted for me, and I hope now that I'll be worthy of the position and that I'll serve all of the people of the municipal district for the next year.
And are there any key issues which you would like to focus on in the year ahead?
There are many issues, as you know yourself. Look, we're still in the middle of this pandemic. There is light at the end of the tunnel, hopefully, but we still have to act in a very mature way and do all that we've been asked to do. And, you know, looking back over the last few months, I think myself, like, the success that we've had in regards to the coronavirus is due a lot to people doing what they've done and doing what they've been asked to do. I think only for that was done, we would have been in a lot worse situation. It's been a very challenging year for businesses in the town of Letterkenny, the biggest town in the county. We had the sewer works and the road works going on earlier on. Then we had the pandemic after that. So businesses really took a major, major hit in the last year. But look, a lot of businesses are now open. Some of them will be opening in the foreseeable future. The message that I want to get out as mayor of Letterkenny Milford is Letterkenny and all the towns are open for business, and it's up to us now to support these businesses.
A major pipe burst in South Innishowen has left thousands of properties without water. Homes and businesses in Burnfoot, Bridgend, Birch, Newton Cunningham and surrounding areas are affected. Irish Water crews are on the scene and it's expected supply will be returned by around 6 o'clock this evening. Local councillor Jack Murray has reiterated his calls for investment in the area.
The main trunk main from the Edifullerton Dam supplying all the South Innishowen has burst near Buncrana Fire Station. So that'll affect everywhere south of that as far as Newton Cunningham. And it'll take in Burnfoot, Bridgend, Tubin, Fawn and everywhere in between. So there'll be hundreds if not thousands of homes affected.
And we do know that the area has suffered numerous minor bursts over the last few years, but this one is particularly bad.
This is particularly widespread. It's been a while now since this main trunk main has burst, and we thought for a while that we had an end to this problem, but unfortunately I suppose it's happened again. And I would reiterate the calls for proper investment in the South Innishowen water supply, because it's simply not good enough that all the homes, all the businesses, doctors, surgeries, everything in between can go without water again for another day. So it's just not good enough, but I would hope that it'll be restored as soon as possible, but I know it will be a fairly significant operation to get that worked on.
Meanwhile, Irish Water say they are continuing to monitor a number of water supplies in Donegal, as despite heavy rainfall, water supply schemes still face demand issues. Water supplies in Letchermacha Ward and Rathmullen are currently in drought, with three other schemes in potential drought status, including Letterkenny, Lochmourne and Ross's regional Crawley. Since the start of the Water Conservation Order on June the 8th, the number of schemes in drought across the country has increased. Irish Water wastewater lead for Donegal, Paul Kilcoyne, is urging consumers to be mindful of water usage at this time.
This has been one of the driest springs on record. Really, it has resulted in our sources being, some critical sources being too low. And basically, while we've had some rainfall, we haven't had enough where we need it most. So basically, what we're asking our customers, and we're urging our customers to be water smart, which will help Irish Water to maintain supplies for all customers.
And this is obviously a situation that you will be continuing to monitor.
Yes, indeed. We're monitoring the situation very, very closely on a continuous basis. The recent rainfall we've had in the last few days has been a help, but obviously we need a lot more in order to replenish the sources and bring them up to levels that would be more normal at this time of the year.
And is there anything in particular that consumers could do to cut down their use?
We're obviously asking customers to still observe the health requirements of continuous and frequent hand washing in light of the pandemic. But we are asking people obviously not to be wasteful on using water for unnecessary purposes. Let's say watering gardens, which obviously we don't need now so much, but to be just not running the tap when we're washing our teeth, have shorter showers, and just to be more mindful of our water consumption generally.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with news of tennis. Novak Djokovic has become the fourth player from the Adria Tour to contact COVID-19. The world number one organised tournaments in Serbia and Croatia, which did not have social distancing measures and also allowed crowds to attend. Three other players and his pregnant wife Elena were also affected. Well, Tyrone's Conor McKenna has tested negative for COVID-19 just 3 days after previously returning a positive test. The Essendon AFL player tested positive last weekend, which saw his side's game with Melbourne postponed and two other games rescheduled. After the positive test, the AFL also announced that they were restricting the amount of contact training sessions that teams can do. Now, the 24-year-old was heavily criticised in the media for the positive result, but Essendon are now looking into the possibility that McKenna's positive test was in fact a false positive. He is still expected to remain in safe self-isolation until the 4th of July. Former Republic of Ireland soccer captain Robbie Keane's future is looking uncertain after Middlesbrough sacked manager Jonathan Woodgate. It's reported the Dubliner will also depart the club, who are hovering above the relegation places. Neil Warnock has taken temporary charge. Keane has also yet to resolve his situation with the FAA after Irish senior boss Stephen Kenny opted not to keep him on the coaching staff following the departure of Mick McCarthy. Well, Leicester boss Brendan Rodgers has urged his players to focus as they chase a Champions League return. They sit third in the Premier League table ahead of tonight's game against Brighton. Leicester 8 points ahead of fifth place Manchester United, and Rodgers wants everyone at the club to remain calm.
We know what our objective is. We have 8 games to go, and we're going to give everything we possibly can to finish there. Yeah, and we know, and we've proven that when we play well, in the main, we will win games.
That game tonight kicks off at the King Power at 6 o'clock. Then at 8:15, Tottenham entertain West Ham. Boss Jose Mourinho hopes his extra attacking options will give them the edge in the London derby against the Hammers. They have Lucas Moura and Dele Alli back tonight, and Mourinho was delighted with that.
I have all the 6 attacking players available for the game. I had matches with only one, and now finally I have 6, so I can have people playing, people on the bench, rotate the players.
Dundalk have signed former United States international winger Joshua Gatt. The 28-year-old has signed a short-term deal with the league champions. Gatt previously played under Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at Molde. The signing comes on the same day Dundalk confirmed former Waterford boss Alan Reynolds as the new assistant to Vinnie Perth. Well, local sporting organisations are tweaking their plans to get back to action. The Donegal Junior League have confirmed they will resume their season on the weekend of the 18th and 19th of July. The Inishowen Football League are due to restart their campaign 1 week later on the 24th of July. Other leagues and competitions are also being lined up for the mid to the end of that month. Although it's not confirmed, the Donegal Gaelic Games season could also set to see competitive action return on the weekend of the 18th or 19th of July in a build-up to the championship. Today marks the first anniversary of the death of Manus Kelly. The 3-in-a-row Donegal International Rally winner was killed in a rally accident on the Fannad stage during last year's event. The family held a memorial service at the site close to Shanna Loch earlier today, where they planted a tree in his memory. Tributes have been posted online through the day as friends and fans shared their memories. Manus wanted to be a champion of Donegal, just like his hero, his 2-time Donegal winner, James Cullen.
3 in a row says it all. Just a lovely guy to talk to. I remember congratulating him after his national one, and we had a chat outside uptown one day about maybe getting a world car, and why wouldn't we not have a go at one on the rally outright. And sure, he went away and he did that. Three in a row are very, very scarce, and not many have done it. And sadly, he's not around to take the accolades that he would deserve from doing that. And we all would miss him as a person, but also what he would have done in rallying and what he would have done in the rest of his life. Like, it's a huge loss to us all.
James Cullen there. Finally, the world of horse racing is coming to terms with the shock news of the death of Liam Treadwell, who was the Grand National winner just 11 years ago. With more, here's Mike Vince.
Liam Treadwell shot to fame when in his very first ride in the race, he won the Grand National on Monmouth in 2009. He was subsequently third in the race in 2015 and rode a Cheltenham Festival winner in 2013. He retired having ridden nearly 300 winners in 2018, returning 13 months later. His death is a huge shock to all in National Hunt racing at the age of just 34. He'd been an assistant trainer in recent months.
And that's it from the Highland Sports Desk for today. Michaela will have more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. A car has been stolen and set alight in the Mobile area overnight. The white Megane with a partial registration of 151DL was stolen from Bath Terrace at around 11 p.m. The car was discovered on fire a short time later near a local national school. Sergeant Charlene Anderson is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
At approximately 11:30 p.m. last night as well, Gardaí received a report that a car was on fire close to Whitecastle National School at Rooski. The fire brigade attended the scene, but the car was completely destroyed. Now, the car that was set on light, we can confirm, was the car that was actually stolen from Bath Terrace. So we're just, our appeal today is for anyone who may have witnessed the theft of the car from Bath Terrace around about 11 p.m. Anyone who may have witnessed the act of criminal damage at 11:30 p.m. last night at Rooski Whitecastle, anyone who may have travelled along the stretch of road between the two locations and observed the car, or if they indeed have dash cam footage, we would appreciate if they would contact us at Buncrana Garda Station, or indeed they can contact the Garda confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Milford are investigating a break-in at a house in the Dunfanaghy area. Sometime between 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, June the 13th, and 4 o'clock on June the 15th, it's believed entry was gained to the unoccupied house in Marble Hill through an unsecured window. It's reported that a number of rooms appear to have been disturbed, however nothing was taken. Anyone who has any information or witnessed any suspicious activity in the area at the time is asked to contact Gardaí in Milford. The Caoimhe of the Donegal Municipal District has described plans for a new complex in Donegal Town as a vote of confidence, representing a huge investment for the area. And Bord Pleanála has given the green light for the major development, which will include a swimming pool, coffee shop houses, office complex and a transport hub. The complex is to be located in the Mullins area of the town, and it's hoped that construction can begin as soon as possible. Caoimhe of the Donegal Municipal District, Councillor Micheál Nocton, says it's a positive story, especially in the current climate.
This is a great day for Donegal Town, and that means, and it's a huge vote of confidence in Donegal Town and for the people in the area. And again, I'd like to compliment Tommy and Nora Gallagher for their time and efforts to make sure this project got over the line. And I'm honoured to be able to help them over the last 2 years, along with Donegal County Council, to see this development get to the stage it has, and look forward to working with them to continue to see this development fully finished. Again, for the people of Donegal Town and the times that we're in at the moment, it's a huge, huge vote of confidence and a huge investment in Donegal Town, which will give huge, huge employment in the development stage and also when the project is complete.
And it'll be a major, you know, service for the local people as well, with a variety of different things on offer once it's finished.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's a mixed development. I mean, you know, you have leisure, you have retail, you have housing, and also you will have the bus depot there. So this is huge, huge development and a huge, huge investment. And again, you know, it only can be brilliant for Donegal Town. And, you know, it's great to have stories like this, but especially in the times that we're in it, and see people come back and invest in our town. It's basically what we've been looking for years. And it's just a huge credit to Tommy and Nora for the huge investment they've put into to date.
Do we know, I know it's very early stages, but have we any indication as to when it could be finished?
No. Well, hopefully, you know, I'll be hoping to chat with Tommy and Nora later today, but I'll be hoping that we'll be starting work with, you know, fairly shortly, because I know they're very interested to get the plan through and to get work starting. So I'm looking forward to seeing work starting within the next couple of months.
Serious concern has been raised over a lack of a turning point for larger vehicles at Fannet Lighthouse. Both cars and buses are said to be finding it difficult to access the popular attraction. The lighthouse features in a number of tourism campaigns, and while this is welcomed locally, it's thought now more so than ever the infrastructural issues need to be addressed. Local bus driver James says land is available to develop a designated area.
Well, it's a massive problem. If there are a lot of cars at all, if the tourists come, if the state is going to come, I don't know how it'll be turned. There's no turning point at it, like, that's the problem. So awkward, like, you know, it's just a terrible place for, like, there's room to develop a turning point, but it never seemed to have been done, you know what I'm saying? A big coach is nearly impossible to turn there.
Weather now staying cloudy for the rest of the day, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, which will be persistent and possibly heavy in places, and light to moderate southerly winds, with lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have said they have eyes on the housing portfolio in the next government. Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty has said if the programme for government fails, he's open to talking to all parties. A senior consultant has called for the money from the National Treatment Purchase Fund to be diverted to Letterkenny University Hospital to allow the restart of elective surgery. Mr. Michael Sugri, a breast surgeon at the hospital, says he and his colleagues are willing to work extra hours in order to tackle the backlog, but says government support is necessary. Irish Water say they are continuing to monitor a number of water supplies in Donegal as, despite heavy rainfall, water supply schemes still face demand issues. Water supplies in Letchermack Award and Rathmullen are currently in drought, with three other schemes in potential drought status, including Letterkenny, Lochmorne and Ross's Regional Crawley. And Councillor Donal Coyle has been announced as a new Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. The Fianna Fáil councillor takes over from independent John O'Donnell. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, June the 23rd. The death has taken place of Margaret McCafferty, late of Ballyrattan, Redcastle. In compliance with HSC and government guidelines, requiem, mass and funeral strictly private. The death has occurred of Bridget Deveney, Lurgenbrack, Glenvar. In compliance with HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial is private. The death has taken place of Mary Mulpeter, Lochnagin Heights, Letterkenny. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial is strictly private. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, can be viewed on the Irish Martyrs Church Facebook page. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Mary's meals, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Marion McCauley, Art Colgan, Carndonna. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private. And the death has occurred of Seamus Connolly, 248 Melmount Road, Victoria Bridge, Strabane. Due to government restrictions, the house, mass and interment are strictly private.